RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews A Simple Favor, now playing in area theaters.
There's a lot of plot swirling around A Simple Favor. A woman has disappeared. Did she run away? Is she dead? Sleuthing for clues and peeling back onion layers takes up most of the film's time, and it's almost all plot. Our protagonist must go here to find this thing out, and then go over there, and then back here. When that happens to a story, characters get lost. Places and things become more important than the who. It's a shame because the audience latches on to the few scintillating scenes between A Simple Favor's two leading ladies, and yearns for more. One is a widowed goody-two-shoes homemaker, and the other is a pit viper businesswoman who could just as easily verbally tear you limb from limb as make you the driest martini ever concocted. Imagine Doris Day and Marlena Dietrich day-drinking, confiding secrets, and generating conspiracy theories. Sounds pretty intriguing, right? If only given the chance. Anna Kendrick plays overachieving mom of the year Stephanie Smothers. Stephanie alienates the other PTA parents because she volunteers for everything and creates the most perfect decorations and desserts a mom can make. She runs a vlog showing how to create yummy brownies, make intricate friendship bracelets, and fretting about the whereabouts of her best friend, Emily Nelson, played by Blake Lively. Only a woman with no other friends would refer to the woman she has been hanging out with on some afternoons for a couple weeks as her best friend. Emily takes advantage of Stephanie's open schedule and reliable babysitting skills to secure free nanny services for her son. Stephanie argues she helps out Emily because they are besties, and Emily would do the same for her. I am uncertain whether Stephanie believes that statement or not. But hey, if having a friend as cool and confident as Emily means some childcare, then so be it. Emily has the presence of an unflinching hurricane. As the head of PR for an A-list fashion designer, Emily zips around their small Connecticut suburb in her Porsche, lives in an Architectural Digest-ready house, and appears so above it all, boredom is her main mood in life. When they first meet, Emily complains to her 6-year-old about how she let him tear herself on his way out, so at least he can do his behave, and then asks Stephanie if she drinks. The answer to this question will determine whether or not their sons may have a playdate. Later, Emily has no shame in showing off the in-your-face painting on the wall depicting her in an earlier phase in life, with a lot less clothing. These two women could not be more different. But perhaps that is why they enchant one another. These tete-a-tetes abruptly terminate when Emily calls Stephanie requesting some brief childcare and then vanishes. A Simple Favor morphs from suburban ennui dark comedy into a whodunit Agatha Christie mystery. Was it Emily's writer husband, Sean, played by Henry Golding? Sean wrote one successful novel and is now a has-been college professor. There are signs of financial trouble and hints of infidelity, but Sean has an ironclad alibi. Was it Emily's boss, Dennis Nylon, played by Rupert Friend? The company flunkies obviously know more about Emily than what they are telling, and Dennis emits a skin-crawling vibe of over-attachment. But Stephanie is on the case. At first, she is worried for Emily's son, and later appears to relish a newfound sense of assertive can-do attitude. Similar to Emily's. Stephanie and Sean grow closer, consoling each other. Jessica Scharzer's script, adapted from the 2017 debut novel by Darcy Bell, commits egregious speeding violations, as the relationship between Stephanie and Sean moves far too fast for any semblance of believability. The adapted from a novel feeling is all too present, since there is so much story to shoehorn into one script, and the audience should be forgiven for the Gone Girl vibes which inevitably seep through the material, as that colossal book and film's notoriety redefine the genre for the next few decades. Linda Cardellini and Jean Smart are effective in supporting roles, as they offer their respective clues to Stephanie, who maintains a Nancy Drew-like persistence. The presence of Linda Cardellini is a clue. Director Paul Feig is involved, as he likes to cast actors from his early days helming Freaks and Geeks. Lately, Feig is known for Melissa McCarthy slapstick comedies like Bridesmaids, the Ghostbusters remake, and Spy. But A Simple Favor shows he can weave suspense and tension as well. It's not his fault the script throws the pacing off. As the mystery clears and double crosses turn into triple crosses, the cluttered climax reminds us how much we miss the one-on-one back and forth between Kendrick and Lively from early on. There was even a hint of sexual tension between them, fitting due to the Marlena Dietrich vibe I picked up from Lively. The duo had something here. Emily is certainly more gripping than Stephanie to watch, but Kendrick scores her moments as she confronts Sean with the rousing, "Are you diaboliquing me?" Any sentence like that is a friend of mine. That is why I give A Simple Favor 2.5 out of 4 stars.
A Simple Favor is rated R. Now playing at Studio Movie Grill, Seminole.
RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.